Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy crap, holy everybody, it's a Crab Diving Tuesday, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California. Here, out on the West Coast, it's a little bit after 2, it's a little bit after 5 out on the Easter-type coast. If it ain't that time, your ear holes are taking us in via a rerun, or possibly you've downloaded us on Stitcher or on iTunes or at crabdiving.com. We'll be here for the next couple of hours live if you're listening to our warm stream. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome.
Willkommen.
How do you say that from Cabaret?
Willkommen.
Willkommen.
Yeah.
It's Andre Stranger.
That would be a fun play to do, huh?
I know. You know, my parents used to have that on 8-track.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I used to play that all the time.
God, my parents had some crazy 70s shit on 8-track, I remember.
Ugh. The 8-tracks were the best. I remember fifth grade or something, we went to a yard sale, and for like a buck, I picked up a big-ass suitcase of 8-tracks, and it was like in an 8-track carrying case.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, there was this whole...
Which was the size of a steamer trunk.
Dude, it was. It was huge. I had the Cars. I had the Cabaret soundtrack, Skinner. Fucking the Knack.
Cars, wow. Yeah. The Cars had 8-track?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Damn.
I had Zeppelin. I had the Knack. I don't even remember what the Knack sang. Do you remember the Knack?
Oh, God, no. No. I don't know. It was a lot of weed in college. Thanks for joining.
A lot of weed in elementary school for me.
Fuck off.
Just kidding.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and germs. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. Shining the light on right-wing nut jobbery and shitbaggery and assholery.
Hello.
And funny news stories and just talking about shit and shooting the shit.
By the way, you were not in college when they had A-tracks.
No, I wasn't.
CDs.
No,
you were, that was even past the cassette tape days. Wasn't it? I mean, that was CDs.
Right.
It's like...
They were still using the circular cartridges.
Oh, yes.
The round...
The reel-to-reel?
Victrola, yeah.
Oh, really?
The Victrola tubes.
When I was in college, we had to make some drunk around the campfire pick up a guitar... For our music.
We just made the dark one sing.
Yeah. Oh, God, you know that happened. You fucking know that happened. Some horrible plantation. Some's like, Martha, I'd love some music tonight. Wouldn't that be delightful? Bring it. Bring us a...
Fetch up Toby.
Yeah. Tell him to bring his guitar and his... I don't know. What else would you play back then? Harmonica?
Meanwhile, hopefully Toby was... At least slipping to the white daughters when nobody was looking.
Did we?
That's how you get a lot of these people. Wasn't there some KKK motherfucker not that long ago who they did his DNA test? They swabbed his fucking cheek.
Gross.
And they found out that he was like 1/16th black. Or something like that. Yeah.
Go hang yourself, stupid.
I'm sure he does already. God. How can you not?
I said hang yourself.
I thought you said hate yourself.
Yes. No, both.
But there you go. Hate yourself while you're hanging yourself.
Right. Dee-dee-dee-dee.
It's been a busy day, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday we talked a lot about our good friend from the sovereign state.
Don't mess
Texas.
With Texas.
The newer idiot from Texas.
I would People not, seem to, could not sorry. With a goat.
Ted Cruz.
It seems like on Facebook, anyway, people are just now discovering this asshole. I mean, to me... he's been at the forefront of assholery for years.
Well, that's interesting because we stick our noses into the fucking shit pile of politics every day, and we're reading up on these assholes. Yes. And the general human,
Kate's jealous, by the way. She's like, "What shit pile have you been sticking your nose in? I want some.
I
want
to roll me in some of that." But not that long ago, I had a friend who is very intelligent, successful, who said to me something like, I don't even remember what the specifics were, but it was a huge story in politics.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh, I just heard about this thing."
Right.
I was like, "What? What do you mean you just heard about this? You should be outraged like we are."
Yeah. Ted Cruz tried to shut down the government, and then he read Dr. Seuss.
Right. You'd think they would know that, at least. Everybody knows. Shutdown.
Well, am I high, or did he not run for president the last time?
No.
He did not.
No, he did not.
What was his big splash? What was his big deal? I mean, I know he's a Tea Party loony.
The shutdown the fake filibuster.
Oh, okay.
That's really his big accomplishments. In Texas, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he came out of nowhere in Texas.
Out of the closet?
And unseated the guy who was anointed by the big fleshy scepter of Rick Perry to be the next governor, his lieutenant governor.
His fleshy scepter isn't as fleshy as it used to be.
His N-word head scepter.
What happened to Rick? Is he just...
He's in the DL right now. He's kind of wisely not speaking.
Is he worried about going to jail?
Don't you think?
Oh yeah.
There's that possibility. As much as they're crowing about it's politics, it's politics. I don't know. I've read a couple of stories out of Texas. I don't know. There's some shenanigans going on with what he did. Remember, it was that legislator, or she was the head of a commission. That's like some ethics commission. Like, their job is to go after shenanigans. And she drunk off her asshole, got into like some horrible accident thing, I think.
Oh yeah, she had a DUI.
Right, and that was like belligerent and just the
so what?
The video, I think they have video of the woman.
Is she white?
Oh, it's Texas.
Who gives a fuck?
Who the fuck do you think she is?
You can,
of course,
do
it's
that
Texas.
Texas.
But I think she might be a Democrat.
Uh oh.
And no friend of Rick Perry's.
Right.
And he said he wanted her to quit. And she said, fuck to you.
Yeah. Hey, fuck to you.
And you can't make me. And he said, well, okay, I'm going to cut funding to the whole thing.
That seems...
Well, there, hence...
Illegal, maybe?
Hence the mugshot.
Why? I don't want to go into it. I always ask this question. Powerful white men... Why do you want to get into politics? Go into business. You'll never get in trouble for anything you do, right? Isn't that what we learned from the whole banking thing?
I think it's a different megalomania, narcissism, that not only do you have to have lots of zeros in your accounts, but you've got to... Like, look at the Cokie cunts.
Yes.
I mean, they haven't...
Hello, Cokie cunts.
One of them did run. Remember? Charles
Koch ran for office.
Yeah, either Chuck or Dave ran back into '80s.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's one of the memes that are always running around. They're like, if you want to know what these Koch assholes stand for, go back to the Libertarian Party ticket in like 1980 or whenever the fuck he ran. He was vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. And they ran on the ticket of, get rid of Social Security, completely get rid of Medicare, completely get rid of food stamps, get rid of welfare, get rid of everything. So if you want
to starve to death in a corner, bleeding out all by your little lonesome, jacking off into a sock, vote for Dave Koch, everybody.
But it's because they love us.
Oh, yes.
And they think it's what's for the best.
Oh. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, can I ask a question real quick? This thing is blinking on my computer. Do I install this or not? God. Do you want to allow this
program? Not right now.
No, okay. No. Fuck you, Java.
It's one of those automatic updaters. You gotta...
It's bouncing in the corner of my eye. I can just see it blinking and flashing.
Like a Chinese water torture.
Yeah, it just pisses me off.
The
fucking PCs, man. Fuck you all.
So Ted Cruz announced his ridiculous candidacyship for the presidency, and
good luck to you, sir.
was, I mean, for 2 days straight, and I don't know if it's still trending, but for a couple of days straight,
trending on Twitter,
it is. It's back. Ted Cruz campaign slogans.
Oh, okay. What's it? Reignite America
is trending on the Twitter.
Did he keep saying in his stupid speech to the lugheads at Liberty University? Did he keep saying we're going to reignite America?
Imagine.
Oh yeah, imagine.
Imagine.
Shut up. Like, he's a great orator or anything. Like, he's going to paint some amazing picture that's going to make us forget that he's a homophobic, racist, right-wing fuckface.
Well, and even, I mean, he might be a good, he might write well, and these speeches might look great on paper, but there's just something so reptilian about him and not likable.
He's gross!
That, I just don't know. Did you see the if you, I think we put it on our Facebook, maybe, maybe not. But if not, just all over the internets, Jon Stewart did an epic takedown of Ted Cruz announcing.
Yeah.
And there's footage out there of Ted Cruz rehearsing his speech in the stadium beforehand.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or there's pictures or something.
You got to rehearse.
And he even rehearsed, like, the hug with the family and, and the kiss with the wife. He rehearsed kissing his wife.
Yes, I heard he practiced with a dildo in the morning.
So, so Ted, Jon Stewart said something like, even the, he goes, I have to apologize. Even the Mitt Romneytron 3000 didn't have to rehearse kissing his wife.
Ooh, I don't believe that.
You don't think?
No.
You don't think Tipper and Mitt are still slipping off the magic underwear? And
Tipper and Mitt.
Tipper. Ooh. Whew.
Doesn't matter. Well, we're talking
Man,
about
I'm
white
mixing
guys.
Up my, yeah.
White guys that are kind of interchangeable.
What's her name?
Tipper.
Mitt.
Oh, Mitt's wife?
Mrs.
Chrissy,
yeah, whatever.
Teigen.
Thankfully,
just
not
kidding.
The first lady.
Yeah.
You don't think they're still bumping uglies? Or do you think they hire somebody to do it for you?
I don't know. I can't. Sometimes I look at all these rich white guys, and, you know, Mitt Romney is one. He qualifies as a rich white guy, correct?
A car elevator.
Yes, a car elevator. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what Al Gore's doing. Sometimes I think Democrat, Republican, they're all the same. They say all this bullshit, and at home, they don't do anything with their wives. There's just a gaggle of prostitutes in some back room, and they go off and have some weird sex orgy until they fuck, until some of...
Berlusconi party.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? Who knows what happens to these women in the back rooms? I don't know. What are we talking about?
I agree. Like those... It's that... island, right, where all the rich guys would go and all the underage girls were running around nymph-like.
Are they just facilitating this theater for us? Is it just a bunch of white guys and, like, Al Gore walked in, he's like, congratulations, Al, you've made it to the rich white guy party. Here's a part you're gonna play.
Your 15-year-old?
You're gonna play a self-important, like, oh, fucking lib, and you're gonna give a shit about the internet, and
they're
then your
actors.
Wife is gonna put up a big stink about rap music.
Could be. The That's Illuminati, your, you think? Yeah. It's all scripted?
Right.
Wow.
The whole time he's looking forward to the poor. When do I get to, you know, make my masseuse jack me off? Right. I'm looking forward to that. I think it's all scripted. I think they go off and have Roman-like orgies at night and say this bullshit during the day. Although Ted Cruz does. It seems like Ted Cruz is sort of like less human than Mitt Romney. I mean, imagine. I don't know. That's hard to imagine.
No, it's not. Watch Ted Cruz. There's the example right there. There's something.
He's such a dickhead.
There's something weird about him and something uncomfortable and just really presentational. It seems when he's talking, it feels like there's not one dram of sincerity.
He's rehearsing. I mean, I understand, like, if you're going to, the moment you announce your presidency, you're campaigning, you're the highest office in the nation, a bunch of people who have to be there no matter what, or they get fined by the university. Isn't that the audience? Is that correct? Ted Cruz's audience at Liberty?
They were, yeah, they had to be there. They were conscripted.
Might as well have been in a prison. I guess you rehearse, don't you? Wouldn't you rehearse the speech?
Oh yeah, sure. Not kissing the wife,
but you wouldn't. But I don't think you would go so far as to.
I don't even think I would do the.
I wouldn't rehearse in the venue.
I would absolutely not rehearse in the venue. But yeah,
people aren't there hiding somewhere, making fun of. I rehearsed in the shower.
Well, people were taking pictures of him there. Yeah. I mean, he knew there were people there.
Sometimes
I think that might be part of like a little documentary or something, like the pre. The pre orgy.
Whenever I see a comedian practicing in the hallway before he goes up, I make fun of him. Not out, you know, just to myself and to my friends that happen to be there. But
well, in this town, you think everybody's out of their minds because everybody's walking down the street talking to themselves or driving talking to themselves because they're running lines or they're working on their set or they're doing whatever.
Yeah.
Here in Los Angeles, California, a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen, a warm, sunny day here in the dry as a witch's taint, Southern California, where all the water is being sucked out by fucking Nestle still.
Heads
should roll.
Right. Don't you feel a little resentful when they're like, hey, Pat, you need to do your part? No, I don't. Fuck you.
Yeah. Could you take a 18-second shower, please, so that Nestle shareholders don't lose an eighth of a cent on their each share?
I mean,
fuck that.
I mean, how are we supposed to feel like we're all in this together when there are frackers just ejaculating poison into our aquifers? Right. I mean, okay, let me take a shorter shower. No. Fuck you. There are other ways to save water that shouldn't involve me. I mean, my God, I'm such a.
How about turning off the frack holes from. Those motherfuckers from tainting millions and millions of gallons of water. Permanently, this shit can't get scrubbed out. They ruin water. They ruin water.
And what about these commercial businesses and shit? Well, you don't need to say it's either a business or commercial businesses. That's a stupid term to say. What about all the grass they water in the front of their big firms and all that shit? Quit watering that, and then I'll take a shorter shower.
Let's go to Beverly Hills and look at all these verdant lawns that are out there.
Verdant. What does that mean? Green?
Yeah, green lush.
That's a good one. You learned something. Listen to this show, okay?
So we can check out and see what's on the headlines.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, soaring atop Crab Diving Tower here in Los Angeles, California, the headlines, if we head over to the commie, stop that shit, if we head over to the commie, pinko liberal,
Ifeet.
Huffington Post,
fuck you,
not your favorite subject,
guns,
no, not your favorite subject,
not sharks,
especially since in the not-too-distant future, you'll be traveling.
Oh, wonderful. Bear attacks. Lovely.
Plane crash.
Oh, God damn it!
The headline says, nothing but debris and corpses.
Where was it?
Europe. I believe it's in the Alps. A plane carrying 150 people crashed in the French Alps today en route to Dusseldorf from Barcelona.
Oh, God.
No survivors are believed to have... No people are believed to have survived.
What's that movie where they crash in the Alps and then everybody eats everybody?
South America, isn't it?
Whatever.
Fuck,
K2,
I forget the name of it.
Electric Boogaloo or something like that.
That's exactly
right. It's K2.
Is it K2?
K2. 323-601-LIBS if you know the cannibal movie of which we're speaking.
Or
that
tweet
involves
us.
A plane crash.
Tweet us at Crab Diving.
Right.
We keep our eyes peeled on the Twitter. Well, we have an intern do it.
Yeah.
The
Kate.
Plane crashed in a remote area of the French Alps, about 65 miles north of the city of Nice.
That is horrible.
Nice.
Horrible.
There was a helicopter that flew over and confirmed no survivors.
The helicopters are probably like, they always send helicopters on rescue missions, and the pilots are probably like, you know, ironically enough, this vessel that I'm in is less safe than the one that just fell out of the fucking sky. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it hit hard too. They're saying that it's just everything's destroyed, utter devastation, nothing left.
But did they land it
debris
somewhere?
And corpses? Well, they did.
I know, not well. Dude. But you're in.
Well, I think they would have made that choice.
Oh, they think they would.
Yeah. Unless there's something going on, I think all of those people would have agreed with you.
I get so mad at the pilots. The last time, I swear to God, the last time I flew, I almost called a flight attendant and be like, hey, could you ask the pilot to fly somewhere else?
Back.
Oh, God, it was so turbulent. I wanted to ask her. I wanted to say, hey, listen, I want to know why we don't fly in some other area of the sky where it's not so fucking bumpy.
I
why not go somewhere else? It's the sky, man.
It's but
why didn't they land the plane on a highway? Why in the mountains?
I'm assuming there were some difficulties.
Yeah,
or something happened. There are storms in the area. They said, shit. But
I'm guess flying to Alaska.
It's very early. They were supposed to be. They went off course. It looks like they went off course pretty early.
Why?
Early reports indicate the plane had issued a distress call, but then French authorities later denied that. It was a combination of loss of radio contact and the aircraft's descent, which led the controller to say, I think there's something going on.
Houston, we have a problem. Fuck.
It says there did not appear to be turbulence or low cloud ceiling.
What the fuck happened? Was this terrorism?
But the White House said the crash does not appear to be a terror-related incident.
Then what happened? Fucking thing flew out of the... fell out of the sky, man.
They've already found one of the black boxes.
Yeah.
And they're looking for, I guess there's multiple black boxes, so... Horrible, horrible tragedy in the French Alps.
You know, my brother one time told me on his way flying back into Alaska, into Anchorage, he's like, there's so much turbulence, it was so bad. It's like, at one point, it felt like a giant wind fist hit the underside of the plane, and everybody just...
But we had one of those big, huge drops where everybody screamed. I mean, it was... like a massive just drop. And I was talking to one of the flight attendants in the back afterwards, and
what did she say?
She's like, I've been there. And but I mean, that was like a 3 or 4 story drop. You know, we dropped like 40-50 feet just like in an instant.
Did you shit your pants?
No.
I'm serious.
No,
I'm not trying to be funny.
I know, turbulence doesn't bother me.
Oh, you like it? Weird.
I don't like it, but it doesn't really affect me. I just think
I remember
the plane's shaking.
Flying back from Europe right after that other fucking plane. By the way, had I known that French plane fell out of the fucking sky right before we flew back over the Atlantic Ocean, I would have been a whatever country we were in, I would have applied for residency.
I'm just moving here.
I didn't even know about that, but I remember looking over at you at the flight, and it was like bumpy as shit. You're over there reading a book.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't.
Fucking book.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
I got to look at the wing when the turbulence is really bad. I got to look at the wing just to remind myself that it's still there and we're not falling apart. Flying is just barbaric.
We're not meant to be up there.
No, fuck no.
That's why some high-speed rail would be really nice.
Although, other countries crashes aren't like, you know...
No, but...
A bag of chips either.
If you lose power, you don't hurtle down. The headline on the Drudge Report, plane plunged for 8 minutes, it says.
Eight.
No mayday.
Fucking minutes. So, people were alive for 8 minutes while it descended.
It could have... they had only just reached out 38,000 feet. So they could have, I mean, if there was like an explosive decompression, I guess it's theoretically possible that everybody passed out because
that's why you need those cyanide pills.
The decompression, maybe. Isn't that what happened with that golfer?
What
Payne
golfer?
Stewart, remember? He was in that phantom plane that veered off course and crashed.
Did he die?
Yeah, they send up fighter planes to circle it, and I guess they could see, like, the pilots passed out and frozen in the cabin.
He was frozen?
And there's nothing they could do. I mean, they have protocol where if it's going to get near
blow it out of the
sky. Yeah, if it's going to get near a metropolitan area. But this one was like up in Minnesota or something, and they just waited for it to crash. How horrible.
They're like, fuck it, it's Minnesota. It might hit the Mall of America. Good.
And you just wait for it to crash. How horrible. I mean, creepy. So, yeah, a big Great. Bummer. It was an Airbus A320.
Why don't they have, I'm not sure to be an asshole, but why don't they have airbags like a car? Like, if it's going to crash, why don't these airbags deploy so when it hits, it just bounces like on pillows until it stops bouncing? Why is that funny? That makes perfect fucking sense to me.
I think the forces would probably exceed any kind of pillow that you could deploy.
What a really big balloon. Yeah. A big airbag.
Well, Zeppelins, although, you know, we had the old Hindenburg thing.
Yeah,
that's... So nothing is...
That's the stupidest invention on the planet I've ever seen.
Zeppelins? I think they're kind of cool.
Oh, right. Look, big giant ball of fire.
Well, I thought they can do it now less flammable.
No, it's a little less flammable. Don't worry.
Like more helium, less hydrogen or something.
Still, you can't smoke on those.
Well, right. I'm okay with that.
Right.
You can't smoke on planes either.
Oh, I know.
Anymore.
Boy, I tell you what, if you're going 8 minutes, you're just hurtling into a mountain, that's when you start saying, what drugs do we have available? I want to start smoking a cigarette.
God, I can't imagine when they used to be able to smoke on a plane, because I remember talking to people and they said that it was, all they would do is like have a section that was smoking, non-smoking, but the whole plane smelled like fucking smoke.
What if you're on the edge of the section?
Well, and you're in a tomb of recycled air.
Right.
You're smoking with everybody else. I mean, it's not even an option.
Oh, man.
So they don't do that anymore. So, yeah, the headlines on both of the big papers is rightfully so, the nasty tragedy in Europe.
God. Don't worry, Drudge. Soon enough, you'll be able to get back to reporting on the illegal Mexicans streaming over the border.
Well, I'm sure if we just scroll down.
Oh, yes.
A sea hair down.
Immigration.
Past the fold here. It's taking a while to load. God. I said load.
I'm just thinking about 8 minutes is a long fucking time.
Yes. De Blasio is cracking down on juice, it says.
I bet they suspended beverage service.
Yeah. I would. That's let me tell when you, I want the beverage.
On my last plane trip, they're like, listen, passengers, we're going to have to discontinue beverage services for the safety of our flight attendants. I was like, what the fuck? Let's land this fucker right now. Let's land this plane right now at the next available goddamn runway. I don't need to get where I'm going if it means I'm going to slam into a fucking mountain.
Right. Let's see. What else is going on here in the world?
Any more plane crash fucking
No,
stories?
That,
Listen,
that's the
from
main
here on out,
story.
I think no more. I'm going to vote for a moratorium on plane stories until I'm back. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to.
Well, it's a little hard to avoid if it's a big one. But
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to go seeking a single engine slammed into the side of
right?
a barn.
It's not like you sought this out. It was big. It's on both papers.
There's 150.
You're not doing this
dead.
To get under my skin a little bit.
Not at
it's
all.
Funny.
Not at all.
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
Okay.
Ted Cruz is funny.
Yay.
And back to him. There's a story. I saw actually somebody on Facebook shared it in horror that, Ted Cruz said he was doing an interview and he was doing the morning news bullshitty,
yeah.
you know, rounds. Yeah.
Oh, I hate him. He's just such an asshole.
And he was on CBS's Morning and Gail King.
Oh.
Isn't that Oprah's girlfriend?
That's Oprah's wife.
Was talking to him. She was saying, well, what else do you do? You know, besides the politics, what do you do in your spare time? When you're not trying to fucking shut down the government.
I think he goes back into Madame Tussauds and sits there like a wax dummy.
He says that he just finished the third season of House of Cards. Excellent, by the way.
Don't believe it. I do not believe
watching it right
he
now.
He watches that show. He would watch that show and not get it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
That's my problem with House of Cards. I'm like, hey, I think Kevin Spacey's amazing in this role, but there's no politician like him. I'm sorry.
That's that smart.
No. Or a first lady like that. That's that scary. There hasn't been a scarier character since the alien.
She's quite formidable.
Yeah.
He said he assures viewers that Washington isn't as murderous as House of Cards.
Oh, thanks, well, Ted.
It's nice to know.
Well, you're trying to shut it down. Did Gail ask, hey, Ted, why are you trying to run to lead a fucking government that you work so hard to shut down? Isn't that weird to anyone else? Is that just me?
No, it's all over the place.
Fuck him.
That why does this asshole want to... He wants to destroy the government, make it... The tiniest of the thing, like Grover Norquist said, make it small enough to drown it in a bathtub. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, it's his wet dream to ruin the government. Hey, I want to be president.
Let's see if we can get a little bit of this Ted Cruz interview. You got to listen to what he says. Oh, that's a commercial. You got to listen to what he says.
Did he play guitar?
He did. He rapped his answer.
Oh, is he one of these irritating guitar players that just like, oh, look, I brought my guitar to the party. Prepare to listen to some fucking John Denver.
Right. I'm coming to your party to make everybody, to make it about me.
Right. Oh, God. I was at a place recently. I was at a party recently with somebody. It's like, I hope nobody minds. I'm just going to pull this guitar out. I'm like, where are you from? 1985?
Right. Jeez. We're not high enough.
Give it up for Brian Adams.
So listen to what he says. She's going to talk to him a little bit. And then listen to what he says about rock music. here he is.
People say, who is Ted Cruz? So this is what I'd like to know. What kind of music do you listen to? If I came over on a Saturday night, what are we doing? What are you watching on TV? What do you do for fun?
On TV, I just finished watching the third season of House of Cards. Okay, which
so you have good
is it really
taste,
like that?
You have good taste in TV shows.
You know, fortunately, okay. There are fewer murders in politics and in real life.
What's your music?
You know, music is interesting. I grew up listening to classic rock, and I'll tell you sort of an odd story.
God.
He's just such a shithead. Fuck him. What were you going to say? I'm losing my mind.
I can't get over how unlikable he is.
He's such a dickhead. You know what you say? Hey, you know what, bro? You know what I would have said if I'm running for president? What do you do on Saturday night? I was like, listen, Gail, no offense. How dare you ask? I sit at home, and I read. I read articles, and I write ideas about what I'm going to do for president, and I bother the people. I'm running for president. I don't do shit.
I sit down and brainstorm ways to repeal Obamacare.
God.
And ways to fling these horrible immigrants out of the country.
Classic.
Like my father. Oh, I mean.
Right.
So listen to, I used to listen
rock,
to classic.
And I'll tell you sort of an odd story. Ugh. My music taste changed. On 9/11.
Oh, God. Oh, what an asshole. What the fuck does that mean? Until then, I was my favorite album was Diver Down by Van Halen.
I used to love Jefferson Airplane.
Oh,
and
no
once one hit the Twin Towers, I can't listen to him anymore. What the fuck?
He's stupid. Now he's serious. I was serious, this Ted Cruz.
So pandering. You know, I used to listen to classic rock. Until 9/11.
That's when Gail is supposed to go, name a classic.
Odd story.
Oh. Name a classic rock album. Name one. Yeah. Name one, stupid.
Give us one, you asshole.
My music taste changed on 9/11. And it's a very strange, I actually intellectually find this very curious, but on 9/11, I didn't like how rock music responded.
I wasn't satisfied with the Gin Blossoms. Response to the
he has no emotions. 9/11. Did you hear that? I actually intellectually find this very interesting. Why I'm so fucked up.
Why does he sound like he just jumped off the Lollipop Guild?
Right.
He sound like a munchkin.
This is an interesting intellectual thing as to why my music taste changed suddenly.
There is nothing.
Ugh.
Like he Mitt Romney is Mr. Personality compared to this asshole.
And it's not just the Republican assholery of him. He's just sitting in a... He's got a pink tie on. It's not the assholery of him.
I hate him.
Because I'd love to sit and have a beer with Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
How much fun? I mean, Newt's probably a blast.
Right.
Boehner, probably throw shots back, get some good stories going.
Yeah, get Boehner nice and shit-faced.
Personalities, though, but this guy just seems...
Dick.
So fake and calculated and, you know, every single answer I have has been carefully sculpted and... You know, he's had that question. He knows he's got the Sarah Palin question gotchas ready. What movies do you listen to? What TV do you watch? Bang, I watch House of Cards. And guess what? Somebody wrote this joke for me. It's not as murderous in real life. Ha 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 ha.
Do you think he's watched House of Cards? Why didn't Gail follow it up by saying, what's Kevin Spacey's character's name? Or some questions.
Prove it, asshole.
See if you're bullshitting.
Right.
What does he explain?
Yeah, what
he thinks classic rocks?
Here we go.
Classic rocks response to 9/11.
He didn't like classic rock.
What about you?
Which, by the way, why would classic rock respond to 9/11? Classic rock, when 9/11 happened, are 70-year-old motherfuckers and 60-year-old people. So
did classic rock respond to 9/11 by lying us into a war like his fucking party?
Is he upset that Keith Richards didn't do a 9/11 tribute concert? Is he pissed off?
Keith Richards might not have known that 9/11 happened.
Herman from Hermits didn't do a telethon? What is he fucking talking about?
And country music collectively, the way they responded, it resonated with me. And I have to say, it just as a gut level, I had an emotional reaction that says, these are my people. And so ever since 2001, I listened to country music. But I'm an odd country music fan because I didn't listen to it prior to 2001.
Oh, my God.
I'm speechless.
I have a lot of questions about this interview. The classic rock thing is whatever. This sounds like a typical idiot, white Republican trying to sound like he's a human being.
You mean this Cuban guy?
Yeah, he's not white. Oh, shit. But what the fuck does Gayle King, an African-American lesbian, have to say to this racist homophobe?
It's allegedly.
I mean, the guy's a fucking homophobic asshole. I
don't think, looking at Gail's body language and everything when she was asking that question, I don't think she's a huge fan. She's like,
of course
I don't know. She's trying to, actually she's handing him the noose, but she's like, here, prove you're human. What do you watch on TV? What do you do when you're not raping the Constitution?
Yeah, that's how you'd handle it, right? That's how you handle this. Like,
Sarah Palin. Yeah. What newspaper? Even though I don't think...
What bands did you like?
I don't think that
9/11?
Was intentionally a gotcha question, except for somebody as profoundly stupid as Sarah Palin. You know what I mean? It's like, who would think that's a gotcha question?
What
newspapers do you read? Liberal mainstream media.
I'll tell you who. Somebody stupid as shit.
Well, right.
A big fucking dumbass.
Now, this guy is not, though. No. I don't think this guy's dumb. This guy is... batshit crazy.
I guess he's not. I mean, it's kind of a stupid
question. I don't think
question.
He's dumb at all.
Before 9/11, he loves ZZ Top, but after he burned all their CDs and what? Turned his life over to Vince Gill?
ZZ Top? You're calling classic rock?
Absolutely. Well, you said Hermits.
Well, classic rock to me is 60s and 70s, not 80s.
I think classic rock would include, like...
Bieber?
No, dude, like some of those, like Yes and Styx and ZZ Top and Zeppelin and the Eagles and
70s.
Aerosmith.
Yeah, 70s, 80s-ish, early 80s maybe. All right, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out Ted Cruz, I guess.
That's absolutely impossible.
I think he's an asshole.
You dick.
Yeah.
Well
said, Spicoli.
So here's the end of this bullshit. If you can even handle it, it really is nails on a chalkboard listening to him, isn't
it? He's a cunt. That's all.
Is this our we're leaving the country if he becomes president person?
I guess so. I mean,
we'll be ejected. We won't have the choice.
How does he?
His dad wants to impose Christian Sharia on the whole country.
Who likes this guy?
I don't know.
I mean, I get right-wing nut jobs saying, oh, yeah, I like everything he stands for because I'm a white, homophobic, bigoted asshole, but do you want to have a beer with him?
I want to see. No. I want to see what happens at the debates.
Yeah, I do too, I guess. I mean, God! Fuck off, Republicans. This is who represents you. You're shitheads.
I didn't listen to it prior to 2001.
No, I hear you on country music. And final sentence. You should be elected president because just one sentence.
She's lying.
Should we fill in the blank?
No, but Gail King does not like country music. Fuck off.
I feel you on the country music.
No, you don't.
Sentence.
Because I'll tell the truth, okay. And I'll do what I said I would do.
All right.
Which is blow up the whole country.
I'm going to shut the country. I can't do his voice. I'll do what I said I was going to do. He's that's a little wormy. It really is. He sounds like he looks like he's made of Play-Doh. And why is his hair so slick down and greasy? Why do all white guys do that?
All white politician guys. Yeah, I don't know.
You're
I
just
don't get it.
A gross piece of shit, Ted. No offense.
yeah, so 9/11.
After 9/11, just all country music for me, buddy.
I didn't like how rock music responded and country music collectively, the way they responded, it resonated with me.
I don't even... He didn't even properly explain that.
I'm going to throw up.
Gail fucked this interview all up. She did a bad job.
But she's gelded. She's on CBS Morning. They're like cats who've had their fucking claws taken off on the morning. They laugh at them, the questions they ask.
But you can at least ask, what's your favorite classic rock band? I mean, if you can think back before the towers fell, who were you listening to on your iPod?
Thinking, yeah.
You fucking asshole.
If you could find your way back.
The Goo Goo Dolls. That's not classic rock. I wonder if you liked Aerosmith or AC/DC. AC/DC is your quintessential classic rock band. Ted, name me an AC/DC song. Just one. They've got like four greatest hits albums. Just name me one.
Yeah, I'm sure
he's not gonna fucking know.
I want to see if he. I want to see what he knows about House of Cards, like you said.
Nothing. How does he watch that show?
He's
the guy they make fun of. If you're Ted Cruz and you watch House of Cards, how long does it take you to figure out that you're the guy Kevin Spacey calls up his evil, like, henchman? He's like, you know, plant drugs on this guy, get him drunk with a hooker, take pictures of him, he's stupid. We're going right. to fuck this guy to the ends of the earth. You know.
Well, let's see if this guy can handle the national stage now. Like you're saying, yes. All of a sudden people are discovering him, which is beyond insane to me. But I remember kind of talking about that. Remember we did, there was some poll that was out a while ago.
Poll.
And they said that his name recognition was really low. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is the man that shut down the government. This is the man that read fucking Green Eggs and Ham in the Senate. How do you not know who Ted Cruz is? But I guess if you're not really into politics,
that's good for him.
Right. Until other people start.
What does it say? What does it say, right wing nut job America, that everyone that runs for office, runs for president, does well until people start to get to know them?
Until you
That's
speak.
True.
Right.
It's so fucking true. I mean, people are high on Jeb Bush now, right? Kind of.
The establishment is high on Jeb Bush, and he apparently has lots of money. And in fact, a friend of the show, Sean, put a story up on our Facebook, which I was going to talk about here, Jeb Bush. All this, by the way, I forgot our fancy.
It's the 2016 Republican.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
The other guy who hasn't yet announced, he's only got one of those exploratory committees. He's going in first to one knuckle deep.
I'm experimenting, like in junior college.
That via a public records request, that Jeb Bush has been, they got these emails that found out that Jeb has been coordinating with the Florida legislature. You may remember
Florida has a legislature? I didn't know that.
I know, it's hard to understand. Shocker. They can't say climate change, though.
Oh, right? Yeah. Why do we even give states like that? Why do they have governments? They should just have, like, all the tax dollars should just go into a big, gigantic coffee mug and then just get whatever you
babysitter.
Need. Babysitter. Yeah, you need a babysitter.
So, in fact, I think on our Facebook, might have been yesterday, go to Facebook.com.
Cha-ching.
/crabdiving. And,
like us.
Like us, love us. Take, share the crabs, like
please.
The crabs. There's, take, get into the combos. There's lots of conversations going on the Facebook. I can't find the story. I was.
What were you looking for?
And now I've already forgotten. We're back on Jeb Bush.
Right.
Emailgate.
He's going through a horrible email scam.
Yeah. So the Florida legislature.
Yes.
That's what it was. It's a story about, this is several days ago now. That's why I couldn't find it. It's about this fact that they can't say climate change on fucking Rick Scott, that bat boy governor of theirs. Denying it, but now stories are coming out where people have been disciplined for saying it. Well, this guy, I've got the video right here. We do 2 seconds of it. It's on our Facebook. This is the guy who's in charge of disasters in Florida, disaster right. relief or whatever.
God, that's a big job. There's nothing but hurricanes down there.
Testifying about budgets and, you know, all that bullshit.
Blah, blah, blah.
And one of the state senators mentioned, you just got to hear this. Here
with the new procedures that FEMA issued just this week dealing with climate change and the fact that they're going to be requesting.
Now, I think what we got here is some Democrats trolling, because you could see the smirks on some of these guys' faces already.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try to get this guy, who is a toady of Rick Scott's, to say the words climate change. This is all they're doing. And then this is how terrifying our government is and why Rick Scott needs to be dragged the fuck out of that governor's mansion.
Goodbye, bad boy.
Listen to what this degenerates into.
We're demanding that states have a climate change plan before they're going to issue some of these preparedness dollars.
I am.
All right, is that going to affect these monies at all?
It will not.
Okay.
That one refers to a state's hazard mitigation plan, which is done every 5 years. In the next iterations of them, will require to have language to that effect.
Language to that effect.
God, what was that term he used? Iteration plan?
Yeah, some bullshit.
God.
But you notice,
it's funny.
He hasn't repeated climate change.
They're trying. You're right. They're trying. They're fucking with him.
They're absolutely. The smiles on their faces.
What were those words, Mr. Trump?
Did you hear? What were those words?
Yeah,
what was that term?
Yeah, could you repeat that for me, stupid?
They're just fucking. They're trolling.
To that effect.
What were those words, Mr. Trump? What were those words you were using?
I used climate change, but I'm suggesting that maybe as a state we use atmospheric reemployment. That might.
This is a state senator. They are just fucking with Rick Scott and trolling in a Senate hearing meeting.
Atmospheric what?
Right. Atmospheric. So all these guys are in on it, because guy is like, what was that term? And he said, well, I said climate change, but
this is what we've degenerated to.
Now, these are the senators that are trolling. We still haven't. You heard the other guy who's the actual Rick Scott toady.
And that maybe as a state we use atmospheric reemployment. That might be something that the governor could.
Now, there's one senator who almost has to be taken out. You'll hear him.
Because he's laughing?
Yeah.
This sounds like a bunch of kids making jokes in the back of the classroom.
This is the legislature.
This is what
in
they
Florida.
Turned into. Really?
So, my worry, obviously, was with these dollars, but in a more general sense, that we as a state have to come up with some sort of plan in order to be able to make sure we keep our preparedness dollars for hurricanes. I'm assuming that is something that you are going to be speaking with the governor about and trying to take up so that we make sure we don't lose our dollars in the future.
Yes, Senator. And our next state mitigation plan is due to the feds in 2018. So we have some time in which to have that conversation.
So even though that takes place, the edict starts kind of in March of 2016, we don't have to.
That's correct. But my understanding is at this point is it will require that future versions of our mitigation plan will be required to have language discussing that issue.
So language discussing that issue. Now here's where he gives the smack.
But my understanding is at this point is it will require that future versions of our mitigation plan will be required to have language discussing that issue.
What issue is that?
The issue that you mentioned earlier regarding.
I'm going to turn the chair back over. Well, maybe I should.
The chairman has just stood up because he's choking. He's laughing so hard. Guy said, "What was it? What issue was that? What was the issue that you just talked about?" And that's when they all start laughing. Obviously, the guy can't fucking say climate change. What is happening in Florida?
I mean, you know, part of your state's going to be underwater.
A lot of your fucking state's going to be underwater.
I mean, those Democrats are just fucking with this guy. It's awesome, kind of. In a way, it's sad.
It's profoundly sad.
It's really sad.
That, especially given what's happening. I mean, it's really, Florida is going to be, all of Miami is going to be gone.
Right. My mom's going to have to move. Right. She lives in the fucking panhandle. Not even 3 minutes. I mean, you could walk in 10 minutes and you could be at a large body of water. And they're going to get more alligators, you know, mosquitoes. It's going to be a whole shit storm.
Approaching the top of the hour here, a little before, it's 10-ish or so minutes before 3. We'll take a break around the top of the hour before we get to it, though. A few more stories. This one, good news.
Oh.
If you're a Kirk Cameron fan.
Oh, color me there.
You'll be happy to know, Ryan.
Yeah.
That no longer is Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas the worst film on IMDb in history.
Is it true that he had to rent a storage space to store all those Razzies? Razzie statuettes.
He raked them in this year.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier it had been officially the worst movie in IMDb's history.
Yay!
Receiving an average of 1.3 stars.
Oh, shit.
In order to get on the chart, you have to get at least 1,500 votes. So at least 1,500 people voted. And he ended up with 1.3 stars.
Wow. Congratulations, Kirk.
It has now been taken over. Still in second, though.
Right.
Something called Code, K-O-D, then Adi, A-D-I, then K period O period Z. I don't even know what this is. It's some kind of a Turkish film that was released last month.
And it's the worst film on the planet.
And it says it's a Turkish propaganda film. And the discussion board for the film includes multiple mention of Gables.
Gables?
the German Goebbels.
Goebbels.
Goebbels. Goebbels.
Okay.
Goebbels.
Oh, that he's a horrendous Nazi.
And in fact, there's even no cover for it.
Yeah.
Like this movie is so low budget, there's no cover on IMDb for this movie that is now rated the lowest, but it somehow has 1,500 votes.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know anybody that could do Photoshop. They can't spend 20 minutes.
You think they'd
make a cover?
Grab something on there.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Kirk Cameron. Good news. Your movie is no longer the worst in history on IMDb.
I mean, that at least was some distinction. Now he's just got a
you think he'd be better off
movie. Yeah.
You think he wants that distinction?
I think, you know, it's a movie. There is no bad press.
I guess. Well, I think for a movie there is bad press, though, right? Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, but to have the distinction that this is the worst fucking film ever, at least some people will go see that just to say I'm seeing the worst movie on the planet.
That's true. I did see a couple of comments where people were like, oh, now I got to go see this.
Right.
After it was designated the worst movie in history.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Nazis, did you see that story I put up on Facebook about the secret bunker in Argentina?
Amazing.
Did you look at the pictures of it?
Yeah.
It's a shithole.
And
I thought it would be nicer.
Yeah, I read, I don't know if I read that article. I saw the maybe a different article. I don't know if that one said that they ended up not using it, right?
Yeah, they didn't
use it. Because they thought they were going to have to hide in Argentina,
nope.
But Argentina was like, Nazis, woo, come on, brothers. You don't have to hide. Fly that swastika proud.
They were shocked. They're pleasantly surprised.
So I guess the story was it. They had these places around the world in other places. Yeah. They said other countries, too, that we might find like secret Nazi hideouts where they were going to squirrel themselves away.
Rick Perry had one.
N-word.
Yeah,
an amazing story. So this is in like the jungles of Argentina,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They found
kind of cool. I mean, but kind of like
a weird building, some weird buildings.
Yeah, just shitty buildings. It's a bunch of
but Nazi coins. They yes. found some.
I was like disappointed. Was I mean, you know, it's,
what did you expect?
Bad guy. I like James Bond kind of shit. A bad guy lair, like Dr. No, like secret passageways and. You know, a cool, like, underground bunker.
Some 97-year-old yeah. Nazi staying there defending it, saying, the fight is not over.
Dr. Evil kind of shit. It's just a bunch of stupid buildings in the middle of the jungle. I almost didn't put the story up after I saw the secret hideouts. I'm like, who cares about this?
It's very disappointing.
Yeah, it's not. Don't click on the story. I'm just kidding.
A lot of people are clicking on it, though.
Oh, really? It's because I, you know what? I hashtagged it Hitler, Nazi, and some other shit. I said, oh, look, here's something the Discovery Channel just can't wait to do a story on.
Oh, we got one comment. Channel. One comment says, not surprising because U.S.-backed right-wing military government and autocratic government in Argentina were pro-Nazi.
Wow.
The U.S. employed ex-Nazi scientists in the Cold War and in the space race also.
Well, we is that true?
Now. Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Man, we suck.
Those rocket guys helped us get to the moon.
Yeah, but they're Nazis.
But they knew how to mix shit together to get us to the moon before the big evil Ruskies did.
Yeah.
That's when we gave a shit about science. And shit. Well, that we didn't give a shit about science. That was a dick measuring contest.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we went to the moon.
Cock off.
If it was that important, why aren't we battling to get to Mars right now if it's for scientific discovery?
Well,
stuff?
We want to go to Mars so we have a place to go after this planet disintegrates because right. of all the chlorofluorocarbons?
CFCs that are eaten.
Whatever.
Ted Cruz says that we just got to follow science, right? You just have to follow science, and,
yeah.
and science isn't clear.
God, what was it right after? I'm thinking, was it right after the towers fell and he was like, no more fog hat.
Right, fog hat.
No more Pink Floyd.
He ripped up his Rush t-shirt. Threw it in the trash.
No more Kansas!
So Jeb Bush, we were talking about a little bit about the story that, that Sean put up on Facebook. That Jeb has been, and you know, he has experience doing this.
Yes.
Giving reach arounds to elections and making them go the way he wants.
Ooh.
Like winning fucking Florida for his goddamn brother in 2000.
Ugh. I remember that. Do you remember that when they cut away to him? They are all sitting in some white guy's study, lots of leather, lots of books, lots of cigars, that kind of feel. It was Jeb, George, and Daddy.
Gross.
Sitting around, and some guy's like, how do you feel about losing Florida? And then George is like, well, I haven't called it yet. We don't know.
Jeb's working on it.
Yeah, Dick Cheney's sucking off people. Don't worry about it. We got Florida.
So they found these emails that seems to point that Jeb is engaging in some shenanigans in Florida, talking to his buddies about when to schedule the primary. Now, it matters because I guess by the Republican, the RNC rules.
Right.
If you have your primary, they don't want people having primary. They don't want states having primaries willy-nilly. Whenever they want them. So I guess after March 15th, if you have the Florida primary, it's a winner-take-all situation.
Yes.
All the delegates for the state, I mean, for the primary, don't forget, would go to that one candidate. So if Jeb Bush were to win the Republican primary in Florida, he gets all, when they go to the clown convention,
yes,
he gets all of the Florida delegates.
Even though his brother dumped a shitload of oil into the Gulf of Mexico,
especially
in Florida.
Because his brother made them billions of dollars.
That's right.
And he then would, if they had it before, if they had it March 1st through 14th, then they would have to give a partition. So it would have to be Jeb wins 10% of them. Ted Cruz wins 2%. You know, they would have to divide them up by how people voted.
Yeah.
I guess that's just the rules. So Jeb, thinking he's got Florida because he was the governor of Florida and he's got all those boys there that he's reached around and butt fucked. That
it's nothing like a butt fucking by Jeb Bush, everybody.
That he wants the winner take all.
Yes.
Because that helps him. That's his state. That helps him going into the national convention to have all those Florida fucking delegate votes.
Yes. I'm ready for my cock off.
Wanting to chop him up. So he's been sending little love emails to his buddies back in Florida saying, you know, I think it'd just be better off if we had the primary, maybe after that March 15th date. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Help a brother out.
And they're like, okay,
sure, why not? We're just dumb fucking automatrons.
The email exchanges that they had, this one guy, state rep, wrote to Bush on January 2nd, quote, I'm concerned that Florida's current primary date will lead to a proportional allocation of delegates. We think a winner-take-all system would be preferable. Unless you ask me otherwise, I'll file legislation to move our primary date back a week.
Oh, wow. Everybody's so nice to each other.
10-4, Gates shot back.
Oh, shit.
The email exchange began with Bush emailing Gates, the son of State Senator Don Gates, who was president of the Florida Senate in the previous session. Bush thanked the younger Gates for his, quote, willingness to head to Iowa to go door to door. What a generous offer. Happy New Year. So they're just licking each other's balls. It's disgusting.
It's a big sack-licking extravaganza here.
And the emails ended January 3rd, but last week the primary arrangements became a reality.
Yay!
Rick Scott signed a bill setting the date of Florida's primary at March 15th, which is the first date in which states may award full quantity of delegates on a winner-take-all basis.
Do you think Florida might be better underwater?
I think parts. The land, no. I mean, if some of the people were to stay.
Right.
Float away, motherfuckers.
I mean, jeez. Good job, George, Jeb, whoever. Doesn't make a fucking difference.
So those kind of, they're saying this kind of front-loaded system where everybody gets winner-take-all benefits the more establishment candidates, obviously, as opposed to some of the fringier people who are hoping to carve out, you know, pieces of each state instead of just a winner-take-all thing. So shenanigans already. He's already sticking his little finger in the soup. And messing with things there. So trying to help himself win in Florida. Now, he might be up against Rubio, though, in Florida.
Is that a big challenge to him? Or do people like Rubio?
I don't know. Who likes... That's another one that...
He's a twit that kept drinking the water during something.
He gave the... they put him up for sacrifice to give the response to the...
He's like Jesus.
To one of the presidential addresses, right? To the one of the joint sessions.
Right. He was a Republican rebuttal.
State of the Union.
Right.
And I don't know who likes him.
I don't.
I mean, I honestly, I don't know. I don't know if there's even a like Ted Cruz has obviously the knuckle dragging base of the Tea Party that loves him. But I don't see a huge upswelling of support for fucking Rubio anywhere.
Do you think Mike Huckabee has a bigger shot to be the head asshole rather than Ted?
Right now, according to the numbers,
right,
he's got a higher, and that's the thing is it's going to be interesting because you know, they're saying, well, Ted Cruz is going to be battling against George Bush, or whoever the establishment candidate is. He's going to be, you know, they think he's the main Tea Party lunatic.
Yes.
But there's a bunch of Tea Party lunatics that are condoming up to to enter the race. And
the gangbang that will be the 2016 Republican presidential right. clown car.
And
Ted goes first.
So it's probably going to be a fight between the lunatics first.
A sword fight.
Who's going to be the head lunatic? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be Ted Cruz versus Huckabee versus... I don't know if he's going to step in. Jindal, who knows?
Bobby Jindal?
Or Ben Carson?
Nah.
For this kind of evangelical lunatic...
See...
Tea Party right, they're all going to be nibbling each other's balls while Jeb and Scott Walker and the other guys, the more established candidates, are going to be going after each other, I think.
Just picturing, like, Ben Carson as a piranha nibbling on a skinny-dipping Ted Cruz's sack in some pond somewhere. As soon as Ben Carson or one of those other right-wing nut job lunatics, a real crazy one, as soon as they step into the ring, man, then it gets crazy. Then Ted Cruz has to say, like, I'm against gay marriage. I think if anybody gets gay married, we should set them on fire.
Well, he's
not, you know, he's going to have to say shit
that.
Like
yeah.
That, you know? Yeah, what a bunch of fucking assholes. Listen, Republicans, save your money. Don't run for office. No one's electing you in 2016. Fuck off. If you think otherwise, you are delusional.
We should take a break here. It's a little bit after 3, 5 or 6 minutes after 3 here.
There's no way the Democrats are going to lose, correct? There's just no way.
I don't say anything. It's too early, but...
You called President Bush's win way back when. You called it. I remember. We were having pizza, and you're like, he's going to win.
That was a sad... Sad time.
Good job.
Shit. We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a little break here in the live show. 2 or 3 minutes of musical interlude for you before we come back. Crab diving after the hum.
Yay.
The club. I'm drunk again, and I'm in my favorite dive with a bartender. She is my friend. Drunk in Tatown once again. All my friends were always drinking there. No matter how fucked up I get, they never care. I'll never learn how to say when. Drunk in Tatown once again. We're gonna be good again. Gonna be real.
We are back, crab diving live on a Tuesday. A little bit of Dominic Rios with Drunk in Thai Town. Once again, I may have been there myself.
Yes. In Thai Town?
Where is Thai Town here?
It's right over here. We can walk to it.
And I've definitely been drunk in Thai Town.
Yeah, yeah. Dominic Rios Rocks on Facebook. By the way, I see Dominic often during the week at shows, and he is upset that we have been neglecting the top five
on Fridays. We miss on Friday. We didn't get to the top five. I apologize.
I got an earful. We really have to do it. I know where we're going to fit it in. Just
I will. We try to get to him on Friday. Just we got a little, you know.
He likes the way we talk about the shitty music.
There's plenty. plenty. It doesn't look like a lot's been shaken up in the top five, just looking at it, though, tell you. That one song you do like is still number one.
I'm drunk in Thai Town again. Like that song. God, I saw... what the fuck was I going to say? I just tweeted out, by the way. Follow us on Twitter, at crabdiving.com. Is it true? Are we really going to have gun stories this hour?
Had some stories of some gunplay yesterday that we didn't get to.
Gunplay. You make it sound so sophisticated. Pistols at dawn.
Right. How about you, sir?
Is that when... it would be at dusk. When would you do pistols? When would you do
I think it's up to you.
I think dawn makes more sense.
I mean, noon?
Dusk.
High noon, pistols.
Right.
Dawn, dusk.
I would just skip it, honestly. Somebody's like, hey, I'm going to duel you at dawn.
But I mean, do you really want to wake up and kill somebody?
No, I want to wake up and get the fuck out of there.
Don't you want to have a day to prepare, maybe? And
how are you going to enjoy your day? It's like when you're a kid trying to have fun on Sunday. It's like 4 o'clock. You're like, oh my God, I'm gonna be at school tomorrow.
Shitty school tomorrow.
You're like, oh my God, I'm gonna have these penguins hit me on the hand with rulers.
Before we get to the guns,
ding, 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 ding. Fuck you.
This one is again difficult to believe. This is none other than the man himself, Uncle Phil Robertson.
I thought you were going to say Uncle Nipples.
No, Putin's been kind of quiet the past couple of days.
He's hiding out still, right? Or no, he's back. He had a nose job. That's where he was.
Yeah, or he's been replaced with a facsimile. I've seen that on the internets too. Yeah,
a Putin blow up doll. Did he have the surgery again to make himself taller?
Right, broke his legs.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
Marry those girls when they're 15 or 16, they'll pick your ducks. The only picking they're going to do is your wallet. God, they love him, but he is killing.
You got to get him before the hair does.
God, he is such a fucking asshole. Hey, Walmart, carry all his bullshit, all his merch. So, A&E, air his show, you fucking jerks.
Not that long ago, we played some clips from the True News. Rick Wiles.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
That guy?
I see, I'm an atheist, but I'll believe in gay god. I will.
You're the gay god?
Yeah. I'll rein in the old atheism for a gay god.
So he ran a speech that Phil Robertson had given.
Yes.
At the Vero Beach prayer breakfast.
Fuck you.
In which, you just got to hear this. He's talking about
the Vero Beach prayer breakfast, mainly white, I imagine, in attendance.
I'm willing to bet that it's probably a significant Caucasian representation going on.
White as fuck, guys.
So listen to, this is just creepy as fuck. Listen to what Phil Robertson has to say.
Maybe if you just buy enough health care.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I'm already going
to. Trying not to kill you.
I haven't heard it yet. I detest him. He already sounds like an asshole.
Let me see if I can adjust this volume this way.
Insurance. That'll keep you out of the ground. I don't think so. Save your money. you got a 6-foot hole waiting on you if you have all the health care you can buy. You say, is it going to keep me out of the ground? No, sir.
This is, you know, Obamacare. You don't need that tyranny of Obamacare.
No, sir.
You don't need insurance. You're still going to go into the ground.
God, this is just his act, man. He's just throwing out one-liner singers. They love it.
Meanwhile, isn't he... They're like billionaire businessmen, right? I mean, doesn't... Yeah. Pictures of them back in the 80s and 90s, they're all like fuckwad yuppies wearing polo shirts and going to college and shit. And now they've all embraced the ZZ Top look because it gets them money.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem. And you know something? You can't solve it. Just like you can't see in your sin problem. Oh, I mean, I don't know, this conscience thing. I mean, we just dreamed it up. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no good. There's no evil. I'll make a bet with you.
No, here's where he goes.
I just hate this guy.
He's going after atheism here.
I'll make a bet with you.
Obviously, you know, how can you have morals if there's no... big sky god who's gonna spit roast you for eternity.
Yeah, right. We're gonna put you in a hole.
Because you jerked off when you were 14 too much. Pregnant pause.
Yeah.
Two guys break into an atheist home. He has a little atheist wife and two little atheist daughters. Two guys break into his home and tie him up in a chair and gag him. And then they take his two daughters in front of him and rape both of them and then shoot them. And they take his wife and decapitate her head off in front of him. And then they can look at him and say, isn't it great to not have to worry about being judged?
Okay.
How revolting is this cocksucker?
Now, is the beheader, is this an atheist person committing this crime? Because he's not
apparently
judged.
Because... he's not getting judged either.
What did
so
he
it's,
say?
So it's atheists killing atheists.
But beheaded?
Rape. It's going to rape the daughters in front of them. It's going to rape and behead the wife in front of them. And then they're going to say, ha ha, it doesn't matter. We're not going to be judged ever.
Did you hear how he said, like, behead? Take the bet. It's a weird way he said it, the way they're going to be beheaded.
Isn't it great that there's a tome and tie him up in a chair and gag him? And then they take his two daughters in front of him and rape both of them and then shoot them. And they take his wife and decapitate her head off in front of him.
Decapitate her head off.
You could just say decapitate. Someone should sit down with him. I mean, if this is a stand-up act.
Redundant.
Less words.
Right.
Just decapitate. You don't need to decapitate anyone's head off. The head's already off. You've been decapitated.
What kind of weird, fucked up Christian torture porn is this going on in his head, by the way?
It is torture porn. That's so true. And I don't know. It's creepy. It's like he's reading a Law and Order script.
He's hard. He's got a little boner. You know it. He's like, oh, atheists. And they're chopping their heads off. And they're fucking their daughters, the young ones, before the hair gets them so they can pluck your dicks.
Listen. Not believing in a God means you do less weird fucking shit, and that's the truth.
This is the most revolting person on the planet, is it not? I mean, he's
shithead.
He's trying to say that atheists have no morals. Therefore, of course, why are we not just grabbing daughters and fucking them and shooting them?
I don't know.
Decapitating wife's heads off.
I'm going to decapitate your head off, and then he's going to rape them? And shoot him. And now what, atheist?
Maybe our morals are more deep-seated because we don't have a sky god launching lightning bolts at us.
Shit,
we
man.
Don't. We actually think it's important to be not assholes.
Yeah, but you still get to decapitate a head off.
That's right.
Because there ain't no judgment.
Where's your judgment?
Whoa.
And then they can look at him and say, isn't it great to not have to worry about being judged? Isn't it great that there's nothing wrong with this? There's no right or wrong. Now, is it, dude? And then you take a sharp knife and take his manhood and hold it in front of him and say, wouldn't it be something if this was something wrong with this?
So then they chop the guy's dick off and hold it in front of him.
We can't. You know,
What?
I don't know. I don't know. So he okay, I'm trying to understand. So the daughters are tied. He's tied up in a chair. Someone's in a chair.
First they tie him up. They defile the daughters.
There's two daughters for some reason.
Then they shoot him.
Right. After they've been raped.
I'm surprised they didn't have a couple of sons to bugger.
Oh, and then they decapitate the wife.
Why aren't they raping the sons, the homosexual ones?
That's later.
Oh. Maybe their son is like going to come in later, like... Maybe when he's done, it's going to be the aristocrats.
Hey, no. I just don't. I mean, okay, the raping, the shooting, decapitating of the head off, apparently. And now your dick gets cut off. Wow.
But you're the one that says there's no God, there's no right, there's no wrong.
No, let's stop at the first part. We say there's no God. That doesn't mean there's no right, there's no wrong, you cum stain.
Yes, stupid.
You fucking asshole.
Simpleton. You're a simpleton. You're stupid.
Like it's wrong to fuck 16-year-old girls. Do you want me to play that clip again, you shitbag?
But you're the one that says there's no God, there's no right, there's no wrong. So we're just having fun. We're sick in the head.
You are sick in the head.
Wait a second. He thinks that's having fun? Raping, shooting, decapitating heads off.
So that tells you that in his head, that's fun. The only reason he's not doing it is so God doesn't smite him.
The Bible says don't decapitate anyone's head off, apparently.
Well, you can rape them, though, as long as you marry them.
Rape them.
That's why they shoot them, so they don't have to marry them.
Tie them up. God, this guy's fucked up.
So that's the worst argument when they're like, you guys have no morals. He just said, I just had fun raping and shooting and cutting your dick off.
Ding, 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 ding.
Isn't that fun? I got no judgment.
I'm going to watch Hee Haw.
But you're the one that says there's no God, there's no right, there's no wrong. No,
fuck you.
So we're just having fun. We're sick in the head.
You are sick in the head.
Have a nice day. If it happened to them, they probably would say something about this that just ain't right.
Is that it?
That's where that ends.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much is it to see him speak? Is he like frothing at the mouth, running around like a lunatic?
Yes.
God damn.
Yes, absolutely.
What is that?
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers.
Anyway, that's Wayne LaPierre, but that's the same thing. Be terrified. Be afraid of the godless, because the godless are going to tie you up in a chair. They're going to fuck your daughters and shoot them in the head. Then they're going to decapitate the head off of your wife. Then they're going to cut your little willy off and wave it in front of you.
Where did Duck Guy say this? Where was his speech? Somewhere.
At a prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
Can you make, you're trying to have an omelet.
Yeah. Could you ease off? Eggs over easy. Could you ease off on the part where the guy gets his dick cut off and you wave it? Ain't this fun? Ain't we having fun?
How sick are these fucking people? And he thinks he's morally superior. He's
it's the worst material, too.
Fantasizing about child rape.
It's a prayer breakfast.
And suggesting that their sky god is obviously right, because this is what's going to happen if you don't have his form of Jesus.
What happens after this speech where it's a brutal murder or multiple murder? Someone's head was decapitated clean off. What's the move after this? Is it mimosas in the omelet bar? Are you supposed to enjoy yourself after the keynote speaker?
You have a McMuffin, I guess. I don't know.
Full Manson. Ain't this fun? Ain't no judgment.
Terrifying.
Atheists don't do shit like that.
Terrifying creatures, these extremist Christians are. Yeah. Hate-filled, dark, punitive, judgy.
Yeah.
And just horrible people. Just horrific, horrific people. And the ones just like them love him. Love him. Oh, teach us how to hate, Phil. Teach us, warm us with your jism of loathsomeness.
Jism. I got all this jism.
It's so fucking creepy.
This jism of hate.
It's a cult. It's really a fucking cult.
Did anybody take him aside and say, hey, I love that speech. Before you do it, maybe we could soften up some of the imagery. It is a breakfast, after all.
Yeah, ixnay on the apron. And the dick cutting off. Maybe let's back off on the genital mutilation. Can we for breakfast? I'm trying to have a cruller.
A cruller. You're ruining my pastry. You fucking asshole.
Another quick clip here before we move on to fun with guns.
Oh, boy.
We talked a little bit about Bobby Jindal earlier. And, you know, go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of this where we talked about him with when he was doing that no-go zone bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he had that creepy fucking prayer breakfast.
Bobby Jindal isn't necessarily bright.
He might be. I mean,
I know, but then they fucked up.
You know,
as
many of us survey our country today, we're worried about what we see. We see a weak economy. Many of us worry about whether our children will inherit the same opportunities we inherited from our parents. We worry about whether they will be able to pursue the American dream. Too many think that if we just elect the right politician, pass the right law, pass the right policies, that will fix all that ails America. But what we really need in these United States is a spiritual revival.
Oh, yes.
We need is a spiritual revival.
He's telling us what America's worried about. Well, what they're worried about is a double rape, fucking homicide, decapitation right in front of the very eyes by the hands of evil atheists.
Yeah, the atheists run around fucking your daughters.
We cannot have leaders from this part of the country. I've heard enough on this show. I think Obama has to sign an executive order. It's going to be called the nursery school order. Certain states are in what's called nursery school.
You must be this tall to get on this ride.
Do you think Louisiana would be better off if they didn't vote and we did some executive search committee and it went to the Silicon Valley and we're like, hey, I know you're enjoying running this tech startup, making shitloads of money. I'm so sorry.
But we're going to force you to go run Louisiana?
Yeah, too bad, asshole.
That should be prison sentences for some of these bankers.
Yeah.
Yank fucking Jamie Dimon, that cum stain who should be in jail. throw him into and say, here, you're in charge of fucking Louisiana. Make it work.
See, we're talking through this idea, now it all of a sudden sounds bad. I don't mean that guy. I'm talking about people like a Bill Gates, somebody like some do-gooders.
Oh, you want somebody?
Yeah.
You want to conscript the good?
Yeah, I don't want that guy.
You don't want Jamie Dimon?
No. He'll be in a little camp with all his other little shit-faced friends on an island somewhere. No. You got to get a do-gooder to run the state. And they won't like it. It'll be like tough shit. I don't know what to tell you.
So Jindal was on Fox, quote, News, unquote.
Yes.
And was being interviewed by none other than, God damn it, Jesus is white.
Right.
Herself, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
And she kind of went after him a little bit. He was talking about banning immigration for Muslims. that they should ban immigrants who support, quote, radical Islam. Now, how do you judge that? Do you say, excuse me, you show them a picture of 9/11?
Right.
And if they go thumbs up?
Yeah.
Then you say, well, you can't be in here.
A rectal thermometer test. I don't know.
So just so revolting, pandering, so disgusting.
How can anyone even entertain that?
So Megyn Kelly even was like, come on.
What?
Megyn Kelly was like, you got to be kidding me.
Listen, that's ridiculous. Although Jesus is white, okay?
Brian Fisher has a theory as to what happened with this whole Megyn Kelly, Bobby Jindal exchange.
You know, Brian Fisher, that's his whole like shtick, right? He just says, what if...
I'm Brian Fisher.
He'll entertain anything. That's all he does.
I'm not saying...
But what would happen if...
Right. I'm not saying Obama's a homosexual, but what if...
If he did, but
he was caught, yeah.
Do you think Joe and Barack kind of fooled around? maybe one time.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Here's here is a little bit of the American Family Association channel.
Oh, good.
Radio and video in HD.
Dee 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 dee.
Here's Fuck the off. Show Focal Point.
And Focal this is, Point.
This is a caller. So here's an example of one of the callers that they get.
Oh, wow.
On Focal Point.
The exchange you were having, sharing with Bobby Jindal and Megyn Kelly, is a typical frustration to me where people who should be on the same page don't seem to be able to align on things that ought to be understood as self-evident.
Are you talking about the fact that Megyn Kelly doesn't line up with Bobby Jindal on that, and that's ought to be a no-brainer?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying that we should shoot any Muslim who tries to step foot in this country, right?
See, now I agree with Brian Fisher. It is a no-brainer. This is a whole no-brainer show. Exactly. No one has a brain.
It's a culture of no-brains.
Dumbass.
How many times do you see that scenario?
I mean, do you hear these callers? How many times, you know, why, how dare? This is the moronitude again of the right. How dare anybody have a different opinion?
Yeah.
We disagree with Barack Hussein Obama about the drone strikes.
Yes.
About the NSA.
Yes. What else? So
not enough on guns.
Right. I personally don't like that he golfs. I don't give a shit. I don't like that he does the Tonight Show and all those fucking television appearances. And I don't like when he comes to L.A. because it fucks up the traffic. But other than that, love him.
But if with these totalitarian fascist fuckwads, you really have to be 100,000% and no zero doubt, zero moving from the party line is allowed. And they don't see it. That's the scary part. They're like, yeah, the liberals are fascist. Look, I said Hitler, it was the Socialist Republic of Germany.
They believe atheists are running around, tying up women,
right,
double raping, decapitating heads off, cutting off dicks.
So
judgment.
Here's what Brian Fisher says about the disconnect. How can Megyn Kelly, it's a no-brainer, how can Megyn Kelly not agree with Bobby Jindal?
What up with the disconnect?
See that scenario.
Well, you know, it's pretty alarming if you think about it, Jim, where you've got somebody that's as bright and capable and influential as Megyn Kelly. You know, she's the second most watched cable news host, only behind Bill O'Reilly, and she's actually given him a run for his money. So she.
God, I clutched God, my he, chest. He I has, just clutched my chest.
Do you forget about what he's saying? I mean, you know, it's obviously stupid.
Well, he's masturbating.
Oh, right, is he?
While well, he's talking. Are you kidding? Megyn Kelly? You seen the skirts they have to wear? Meanwhile, there was a... I commented somewhere on Facebook. We didn't even pull the clips. Andrea Tantaros, that sea hag, again said something heinous today. I don't know. Well, maybe we'll have it on tomorrow's. I don't even remember what the fuck it was. But I saw just 2 seconds of a clip of that horrible outnumbered or surrounded or whatever. I'm drowning in vagina show. What is the name of that show? On fucking Fox.
Outnumbered, surrounded by bitches.
And it's the one dude in the middle.
Right.
Obviously the voice of reason because I have the penis.
Hi, I'm Keith Ablo. Fuck off.
And 4 women sitting surrounding him. Not one. They're all sitting there. And you could every 5 seconds, they're pulling at their skirts because their cunts are about to drop out. Their skirts are so fucking short.
Maybe they were, I don't know, assaulted by atheists.
Unless some of them have cocks and balls under there. I don't know what's
just,
going on.
They're just
I'm assuming they have vaginas.
Yeah.
But their skirts are so fucking short. And they're all sitting there. Uh-huh. And they all have these, they have these wide shots.
Yeah.
Of them with their all legs all day. High heels.
Why doesn't Roger Ailes just say, listen, you're gonna go naked?
It's really amazing.
Yeah. In lingerie. We're going to put you in lingerie.
And we found out from, I forget who had said that the one time, that there is a rule. You have to wear skirts. That
right.
Women cannot wear on Fox News. You cannot wear a pantsuit. No Hillary Clinton lesbianic kind of action.
Well, you know,
on
the Crab Diving Network, everyone is required to wear a pantomime horse costume.
Right.
A pantomime horse.
Fancy dress.
Isn't that a Monty Python thing, Pantomime Horse?
It could be. I don't remember specifically. Right.
I just want to make sure we get a Monty Python reference in on this show.
There you go. We still need musical theater.
Watch cable news host only behind Bill O'Reilly, and she's actually given him a run for his money. So she has great influence in the conservative world, and she just simply does not get it with regard to the danger of Islamic immigration, and she doesn't seem to get the fact that Congress can set the rules for immigration. If they want to prohibit people who are fans of Sharia law from coming into America, they have every right to do it.
How? How?
I don't know. Listen to his voice, though.
Well, I've just experienced that myself, where people should be able to connect, and they don't. And it's a phenomenon, I think, that is...
That means people don't agree with me, and they should, yeah. is what he's saying. He's not saying we're not connecting. He's saying we agree on most everything, but that bitch, yeah. Megyn Kelly, disagreed. How dare she disagree with the fact that we should launch every single Muslim back out of this country.
Right, right. And by the way, we did have a musical theater moment right at the beginning of the show. We discussed Cabaret. And number two, these right-wing nut job assholes. It's like, we did. We discussed Cabaret. I had it on 8-track when I was a kid.
Oh,
I bought
that's
it at a
right.
yard
there
sale.
You go.
And also, these right-wing nut job assholes, if you concede 1 point, that's like, well, that's the Muslim you're going to let in the country that's going to, you know, blow up a building or something. They're alarmist assholes. If you don't believe everything I have to say, then you're all burning in hell.
Meanwhile, if you go to our Facebook, there's also the story there. Probably won't hear this on Fox or on Brian Fisher, but that machete guy, that right-wing neo-Nazi crazy Christian.
Great.
That tried to chop up the airport.
Would you call him a Christian extremist radical fuckface?
They found out that he hid pipe bombs.
Oh, great.
They found him. But he told them he wanted them to go off so that people would think it was Islamic terror and that people would wake the fuck up.
White guys are terrifying. Okay?
He wants to commit terror to get people to wake up to the fact that there might be terror.
He must be an atheist, right? A horrible
atheist?
No,
he's a crazy Christian white supremacist.
Yeah. I'm just making sure. Not an atheist.
No, he'd be tying people up and chopping their dicks off. Get your methods straight.
Oh, my God.
I think it's of biblical proportion. I believe it's a product of the judgments and cursings on the land of our inability to connect on things that have to do with our mutual interest.
This guy votes.
Enough.
He votes.
Enough.
He votes. He thinks there's magic that's causing people to not connect. There's a reason. What's going on? We don't all agree on everything. Not everybody agrees with me.
Enough with your Jesus bullshit!
What is wrong with the universe?
Enough!
In dealing with practical problems in a commonsensible way, we don't seem to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, and you know what you're talking about, Jim? You know, as we start to talk about that, because I agree with you, you know, the apostle talks in 2 Corinthians.
Fuck you! Pause it. Fuck you! Don't. Oh, God.
Come on, man. He's about to whip out 2 Corinthians.
The Apostle Paul. Jack. Squirt. Fuck you.
The Apostle talks in 2 Corinthians 4 about the God of this world who has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. Now, by the God of this world, he's referring, obviously, to the supernatural being.
Super.
That's referred to in the Bible as Satan, the adversary, a powerful, evil, supernatural being that opposes the work and the power of God.
It's
oh my God.
Dumbest shit I've ever.
Satan got a hold of Megyn Kelly.
I'm not kidding. No more jokes. This is the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard in my life.
Satan got Megyn Kelly, man. You think it was like a Muppet? Like he snuck his hand up her while she was sitting there and was like, me, moving his hand to make her disagree with Jindal?
Yes, in typical right-wing nut job science, Satan put his hand right in her vagina and it came right out of her fucking mouth.
That's right.
And what Paul says is that being has the capacity supernaturally to fool people, supernaturally to deceive people. He can blind the eyes of people to the plain and honest truth. And that's one of the reasons why I think we have got to be people of prayer, because that's the only thing that's going to break the power of the God of this age.
Oh, see, now I'm so all for stupid. This. If that's all you're going to do,
yeah,
pray the fuck away, old man.
Yeah, to yourself quietly in a corner.
Go nuts. All you ninnies can get together in a room and pray if you want. Go nuts.
No.
What is it going to do?
I am denying these idiots the right to assemble.
No, we're not.
Fuck you.
What are you afraid of?
I'm just so mad. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm just so frustrated.
Are you afraid of their Jesus magic?
This guy is saying that he could blind you with what? What are we afraid of?
Basically, he's saying that anybody that disagrees with him has been blinded and fooled by Satan.
Yeah, I'm blind. I'm Stevie Wonder over here. Fuck you, Brian.
Sitting there filleting Satan.
Honestly.
And he shoots right in your eye and you can't see. He gives you that pink eye for a few days.
Oh, for a few days? Are you kidding? Satan's jizz in your eye?
That's true. That would really burn.
Dude, you're blind forever. You're like that. You remember that? What was that movie? Not The Secret of NIMH. The Dark Crystal. Remember the character that popped her eyeball out?
Oh, yeah. Right.
You're that.
And his ability to blind people is the power of prayer. That is a spiritual problem. People that are blinded to truth, that ought to be evident to them. And we look at it and say, why don't they see it? How can they not see it? Well, part of the issue is they are being subject to a blindness, and they're not even aware that their eyes have been blinded.
Satan shot Megyn Kelly in the eye.
Right. Now, I feel like if Brian Fisher believes in this, then he has to explain to me why he doesn't believe in fucking Santa Claus.
What do you mean? How dare you? Santa Claus isn't in Leviticus.
No. Santa Claus is an equal fucking myth to Jesus. There is just as much evidence that Santa Claus exists.
There's more evidence that Saint Nicholas existed.
I never heard.
I think that than Jesus actually did.
You know, your parents ever on Christmas Eve, they ever go outside and you know, shake jingle bells to make you feel like Santa Claus is flying by?
No, we
my
had
dad
the,
did that. He used to do that.
We had the uncle that would dress up as Santa every once in a while show up or things like that. No. But yeah, we didn't.
Nobody ever dressed up as Jesus and was like, look, I'm nailed to your front yard. I'm bleeding to death. I'm ascending. Yeah, right. It's the assumption.
It was on Easter.
How does it? Whatever. Whatever.
And then he'd hide out in the shed for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. The worst. The shed's horrible. Why doesn't Brian Fisher believe in Santa Claus? I'm serious. Tweet him.
Well, that's silly.
I am tweeting to him. I'm going to say, at Brian Fisher, explain to me why don't you believe in Santa Claus, you fucking asshole. It makes just as much fucking sense. All of you.
That's, how dare you. There you go, Brian Fisher. I don't even know how to continue.
What do we say to that? I don't even understand the gist of what the fuck he was talking
that's
about.
That's it.
Blinded? Satan?
Right. It all boils down to, if you don't agree, that caller is aghast.
Right.
That moron that called in is horrified that Megyn Kelly,
right,
that the hot blonde didn't agree with the brown guy from Louisiana that they kind of like because he's not really black.
God. It's going to be a great election, right? You know what the sweet part is going to be? It's going to be when all these assholes have to sit there and talk about their religious faith and shit, their religion. Like, you know, because they're going to. And that's great. When they talk about, when do you pray? What do you pray about the most?
Right. I can't wait for the debates.
Yeah.
The pussies.
Yes.
But smartly, the GOP has kind of curtailed some of the debates. Because
I would.
They saw what happened last time. Michelle Bachmann on a national
talk
stage.
Talk less, please. Talk less.
Amazing.
I mean, unless you're going to go full Brian Fisher and start talking about Satan blinding you with whatever, like getting real crazy.
Right.
I think that's what you have to do.
I've got, before we get to the gun story, one more really quick thing.
Fuck you, Brian Fisher.
No, that's not Brian Fisher anymore.
I just want to make sure it's clear that I think he's a fucking idiot.
This is a good story. You'll like this one. This was at...
Plane crash?
This was in... again out of the sovereign, wonderful state of
Don't
Texas.
Mess with Texas. Texas.
Fuck you. We should put Angelina Jolie in charge of that fucking state. She'd do a better job than Rick Perry, right?
Good one. What about Alec Baldwin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Don't you think that'd be funny? Alec Baldwin is now the governor of Texas. Right. Let the cameras roll, my friend.
The out of the sovereign state of Texas, they were the House State Affairs Committee.
Gross.
Was looking up. We're talking about a bill allowing same-sex parents,
okay,
to have both of their names listed on the birth certificates of adopted children.
Why not? Why not?
Well, the member of the group Texas Values.
Oh, suck a dick.
Where do you think they fall?
The shitty side of this. The side where they want to keep kids. They don't want kids to get adopted.
Virulently anti-gay group testified against this bill, saying that one of the big problems would be that it would cost the state money because they'd have to change all the forms.
Did they not see Annie, the movie with the redhead kid and shit?
The sun will come out tomorrow?
Right, right. It's about an orphanage.
Yeah.
You know, those kids.
Oh, okay.
Adopted.
That's where you're going. Yeah.
They need to be saved from Carol
Burnett. Oliver.
What?
Or Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
Another Oliver. First name of a kid that's about an orphanage.
Oh, shit. I have a horrible question. Carol Burnett.
What about her?
Alive?
Yes.
Or?
Still alive.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Burnett. We'd love to have you on the show.
Checking. Yeah.
It'd
be great on the show.
I'm sure she's listening.
I need you to do that Tarzan yell, okay?
The Texas, so they were listening to this ninny from Texas Values saying that she's concerned that if we let these homosexuals put both names on the birth certificate, on the adoption papers, that it's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars because we got to change the form.
Fuck you.
They're so desperate and just vile.
Honestly.
But listen to the committee chairman, to his response to the business about it's going to cost us to change the forms.
And with regard to your issue of you got to change some forms, so what?
It's my new favorite person in Texas.
That's it.
Put him in charge.
That's the whole clip.
So what?
And with regard to your issue of you got to change some forms. So what? And with regard to your issue of
a fucking cough mint or something.
Yeah, you need a cough drop.
There's a person of sanity.
Right.
You're going to have to change the forms. Well, so?
And the other thing that...
We had to change those forms when those Negroes were able to vote. Yeah. Look at all that money that cost us back then.
You had to change a lot of forms. Oh, God.
They're so desperate.
What an asshole.
Disgusting to just throw any wrench they can into treating people fucking equally.
And doesn't it help if two people are able to come together and show what resources they have available and what income? Doesn't it make it more likely that the child will get adopted and placed?
Not if they're touching each other's buttholes.
Is the job of, like, isn't the idea to get more kids adopted?
Not if they're gay.
God damn it.
They would rather stuff them in an orphanage and have them end up with two dads.
Kudos to this guy. So what? I agree. We need more people. Fucking so what? So what about your Jesus? So what about your stupid fucking beliefs? You're an idiot.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about your favorite subject, Ryan.
Fuck yeah.
Some guns.
Hell yeah.
I've got a couple of gun stories here. Not only is it an almost daily occurrence of a little kid getting shot in the face.
Fuck you.
Et cetera, et cetera. But this is a... Okay, we'll start with this one. This is... I don't want to talk about the horrible kids getting shot in the face. It really is every day. I'm not kidding. There's
another little kid
who got shot.
What does Wayne LaPierre say about that? Fuck it. Buy more guns.
Found his parents' gun and shot somebody or shot themselves.
#2A, asshole.
More guns.
That's how the gun people respond on Twitter.
This is out of, we talked about Bobby Jindal. One of the people who probably fucking voted for Bobby Jindal is this man in Louisiana, Eldridge Dukes. What a great name, huh? I mean, we got to use that for a screenplay. Eldridge Dukes.
Yeah.
Age 58 is facing charges.
Right.
Of attempted manslaughter, illegal use of a weapon, but I guess Wayne LaPierre wouldn't allow us to say that, of a Second Amendment device.
A noun that launches bullets.
On Sunday, early in the morning,
right,
father and son, Eldridge's 18-year-old son,
yeah,
were started arguing.
Okay.
Because the son drank all the orange juice.
Oh, shit. What an asshole, by the way. I mean, really.
I mean, I'm assuming. They were arguing about the lack of orange juice at the home, it says.
Yeah. It, by the way.
I guess I'm embellishing by saying that the son drank it. It could have been the father drank it.
Oh, really?
Or.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't have that detail.
Oh, that's an important detail, actually.
The son. Then a fight ensued, of course, because what else are you going to do on a Sunday morning in Louisiana?
Pulp or no pulp with the orange juice?
Take swings at each other.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't say?
Doesn't say if they like the pulp. Don't get me that fucking pulpless shit.
Right.
The son started breaking shit in the house, they say. He broke a porcelain vase.
Now, orange juice is bad for you. It's not even good.
It's like pure sugar.
Yeah, yeah. And it causes murders.
Apparently, it's a big deal that he broke a big fancy porcelain vase.
Oh, is it really?
So, dad grabbed his gun.
Uh-oh.
Chased the son out of the front door, firing several shots, and hit his teenage son once in the buttock.
Uh-oh.
The son was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries to the butt cheek. Eldridge is on his way to jail, though.
I can't believe this isn't legal in Texas.
This is Louisiana.
Oh, sorry, Louisiana, whatever.
It is legal in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
This is Louisiana.
Right. That's what, you can shoot your children in Texas. They encourage it. But don't get an abortion.
Right. He's got bail set at $60,000. What are the odds Eldridge is going to be able to raise $60,000?
I ain't got it. I shot my son in the ass.
Just one of the funnier gun stories. Now this...
What a dumbass.
...is this one I think you might actually like.
Well,
this,
they had that gun in the home. What a great success story of successful...
I'm sure they had more than one. I'm sure if dad hadn't pulled first, kid would have grabbed his.
Yeah, I mean, God, just think, if they hadn't had that gun there... Oh, yeah. No one would be in jail, and no one would be shot.
Right?
Fuck you.
So this happened in the city of New York.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
In New York City, a shop opened up in New York City. Big sign on the front that said, gun store.
Oh, sure. In New York?
First time gun owners welcome. Gun shop, pistols, rifles, shotguns, used guns. First time gun customer, it says, ? We're here to help you. You could see all kinds of camo shit and guns and shit through the window.
Yeah.
People went in.
Sure.
And they started looking at the guns and shit.
Oh, they loved it.
Talking to the owner and the smart gentleman who was demonstrating these weapons.
And this is in New York City.
This is in New York City.
Well, that's weird to me.
Was the tiny gun shop that surfaced on the Lower East Side last week geared toward helping first-time gun owners. Its shop owner, however, wasn't really concerned with making any sales, especially when you consider his chilling sales pitches.
I don't know who this is. I don't abide by his, especially when you consider his sales pitches.
That's how Brian Fisher sounds. He sounds like that. It's like very weird. Very...
Todd Starnes, especially, yes. Right? Todd Starnes. I'm Todd Starnes. Yeah. And this time, the Christians are being persecuted.
Yeah, DeVry School of Broadcasting. Good job, dummy.
It's like, in order to sound interesting, you've got to severely modulate your voice so that you're up and down. And
I hate that. It's ridiculous. I hear
consider his chilling sales pitches.
Another one. It's this 22 caliber 6-inch revolver. It's also a gun that a 5-year-old found in his parents' bedroom, went down and shot his 9-month-old baby brother with it.
Now, you should see the reactions of the people. This guy's looking at this 22. He's like, oh, cool. And then he goes, yeah, this is the gun that the kid shot his 9-year-old brother with.
This is an Ashton Kutcher kind of punk.
This is a hidden camera. This is
walked awesome. Into a McDonald's in San Diego, killed 21 and injured 19.
If you realized it by now, the gun shop, not so much a gun shop, but a social experiment orchestrated by the States United Against Gun Violence organization.
The goal really was to inform and educate people who are thinking of owning a gun to think twice about that decision.
According to Leah Gunn Barrett, executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, the bold ad was in response to a newly released poll that showed less than half of Americans support stricter gun laws.
88 people a day die from gun violence in the United States. Two-thirds of those are suicides. This is a public health crisis, and we need people to treat guns as the lethal weapons that they are.
The shop, which was open for just 2 days, was outfitted with nearly 100 authentic-looking prop weapons, all unloaded. The participants, all genuinely in the market for a gun.
Now,
interesting.
This goes on, but the interesting thing is, the NRA, man, fucking right-wing heads are exploding.
Really?
This is from the NRA website. Headline, gun prohibitionists concoct elaborate fraud to harass Manhattanites open to gun ownership.
I love it.
This week, the nearly forgotten anti-gun crusaders, States United to Prevent Gun Violence. Listen to that.
God damn it.
The nearly forgotten anti-gun crusaders.
No bias there.
Grasped at relevancy.
Jeez.
When they debuted their latest shenanigans, targeting lawful gun ownership.
Shenanigans, that word is used.
They did. Called Guns with History, the campaign aims to harangue first-time gun buyers for even considering the exercise of their rights.
I am harangued.
Now, at first, the NRA was screeching that this is illegal because in New York City, you can't display guns like this.
Yeah.
They have to be under glass. They have to be. So they wanted these people arrested.
Absolutely.
They're prop guns.
They're fake guns, dummy.
They're prop guns. They're disabled. There was a policeman there in the back monitoring the situation at all times. The city knew what was going on. They had permits and everything. Fuck you, NRA. Suck our dicks, you fucking cocksuckers.
Ha ha. I love this story. This is a great story.
And we'll read more of this. You really... We'll continue this tomorrow. I got to read more of this NRA spin on it. It's amazing.
Does this store, is this a touring operation?
It's done, no.
Oh,
I think
God.
It was a one-time deal that they just did to raise awareness.
Oh, my God. That's what Sacha Baron Cohen needs to do. He needs to do a movie where he fucks with these gun people like this. They got to get him on board on this project.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to call Sacha Baron Cohen's people.
Yeah.
Get him on this. We'll be back again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast, live streaming for you. You can also listen to episodes of this as a podcast. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. In fact, everything that's here on the channel streaming for you 24/7, all the other great shows here, you can get. In fact, tonight, a brand new Hollywood Hick.
Oh, shit.
7 p.m. You can also get those as podcasts. Crabdiving.com is the best way to do that. All of our social media is there. Tickle our little blue buttons over there on the website.
Like us, share us.
Spread the crabs, mofos. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when and follow his funny tweets at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, oh so vile.
And we shall be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.